In these two pages, we want to describe an algorithm to solve the general Langevin equation. The general Langevin equation is obtained by adding to a standard Newton's equation two terms, one friction term, which is proportional to the velocity, and one noise term, which contains a Gaussian uncorrelated noise, eta, the one that we have already defined in the last lesson. An interesting case is the overdamped limit of the Langevin equation, which is the limit in which gamma is very large, so that the system doesn't accelerate, so the acceleration is effectively zero. So in this case, m dv over dt is zero, and we obtain the equation that we have described and considered in the last lesson, in which the velocity is proportional to the force and to the noise. But now we want to consider the general Langevin equation in which also an acceleration term is present. And again, as usual, we consider a discrete time dynamics with time step delta t. So how do we proceed? First thing, we consider a time s, which is between t and t plus delta t. So s is a small number, s minus t is a small number, and is certainly less than delta t. And so we integrate the Langevin equation from t to the number s. So we integrate the equation. The left-hand side, of course, we can integrate exactly and gives mass times the difference between the velocity, m times vs minus vt. And then we have the integral on the right-hand side. And so this separates into two integrals. And remember that we have defined the integral of the noise in the previous slides, which is the function w, that by translation invariance depends only on the difference s minus t. So the integral of the noise is replaced by w of s minus t. In this way, we obtain an exact expression, for the velocity at time s in terms of the velocity at time t plus two integrals and then the noise w of s minus t. Then we perform a second integration, so we integrate this equation 1, with respect to s from t to t plus delta t. So we obtain on the left-hand side, we can exactly perform the integral on the left-hand side, and we obtain the difference between r at times t plus delta t and r of t. We can integrate v of t, which is s independent, and we simply get v of t times delta t. And so we get an integral of the other three terms. Here there is the force term, the velocity term, and the noise term, which contains w. So we leave the first two integrals unchanged, and we remember that by definition, the integral of w is our function u, which, remember, by translation invariance is only a function of the length of the time interval, so of the difference between t plus delta t and t, so it's a function of delta t. So the integral over the noise of w gives simply alpha over m multiplied by u delta t. Up to now, everything is exact. We've made no approximation. We simply used the Langevin equation and performed two integrations. But at this point, we want to make approximations. And as in the Verlet case, we want to discard terms that are over the delta t cubed. So we have to approximate the two integrals. And in these two integrals, we make the simplest approximation. We replace, for instance, f of p with the value of the force at the beginning of the time interval, so with f of t, which of course is true with corrections of order delta t. Once we replace f of p with f of t, we can do the integration over dp and ds, and we simply get 1/2 delta t squared. So the integral over the force is 1 half delta t squared times the force times t plus corrections of order delta t cubed. The calculation of the integral over the velocity is identical. Again, we replace v of p with the value of the velocity at the beginning of the time interval, so with v of t. Then we perform the two integrations, and so we get 1 half delta t squared v of t plus terms of order delta t cubed. So if we neglect terms of order delta t cubed, we obtain a recursion for the position. So r at times t plus delta t is equal to r at time t plus v of t times delta t plus 1 over 2 m f of t delta t squared. And up to now, we have exactly the terms that we use in the standard Verlet recursion. Then we have two terms which correspond to the presence of a velocity term in the equation, so minus gamma over 2m v of t delta t squared. And then we have one term which is due to the presence of the noise, which is alpha over m u of delta t. So this is the generalization of the Verlet formula, in which you have two additional terms. One term we would have been easily guessing, because it's obtained simply replacing f with f minus gamma v. And the last term, which is the difficult one, is the noise term, which depends on this noise variable u that we have defined before. So here the noise has been treated exactly. We also need a recursion relation for the velocity. So we go back to the equation 1, where we have a relation, an exact relation for the velocity, and we set s equal to t plus delta t. So we rewrite it here at the bottom of page 1, simply replacing s with t plus delta t. And this equation is exact. Then we have to perform two integrals. One integral can be done exactly, which is the integral over the velocity. And this is simply rt plus delta t minus r of t. This is the integral over the velocity. And then we have to perform the integral over the force. But this is the integral that we already discussed while deriving by the integration method, the Verlet approximation. And so with corrections of order delta t cubed, we approximate the force integral with delta t over 2, the average of the force at the beginning at times t and at the end of the time interval, so at t plus delta t. So we obtain in this way a recursion relation also for the velocity, and we obtain that phi at times t plus delta t is equal to the velocity at times t plus delta t over 2m, the force at times t plus delta t plus f of t, and this is just standard Verlet. Then we have two corrections. One correction, which is due to the presence of a velocity term in the equation, minus gamma over m, r at times t plus delta t minus r of t. And then we have a noise term, which has been computed exactly, plus alpha over m w of delta t. So this is the second recursion relation that we use to implement the evolution of the Langevin equation. So now let's see how the algorithm is implemented in practice. Suppose that we know everything at time t, so we know the position, the velocity, and of course we also know the force. And so we want to compute the same quantities at times t plus delta t. The first quantities that we want to compute are the noise term w and u. So we must obtain two noise variables, w and u. And now we remember the relation between u and w with two independent Gaussian randomly distributed functions, xi and theta, that have zero mean and unit variance. So what we do? We extract, we compute using a random number generator, two independent Gaussian random numbers with zero mean and unit variance, xi and theta. So we need a random number generator that generates Gaussian random numbers, but we know, we already discussed an algorithm in this at the beginning of this course. Then from that, we compute W and U using the formula we have derived before. So W is simply obtained by multiplying xi by square root of delta t, and U is obtained by summing xi plus 1 divided by square root of 3 theta, and then multiplying the result by 1 half delta t to the power 3 half. So at this point, we have U and W. Once we have U and W, we are able to compute R at time t plus delta t, because everything is known here, the position, the velocity, and the force, and also the noise, the function U. Once we have the new position, we compute the new force, so the force in the position R at times t plus delta t. And at this point, we can simply use the recursion relation for the velocity to compute the velocity at time t plus delta t. And so this gives you a recursion relation that can be used iteratively to move the system using according to the Langevin equation.